This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Ron Regier, wouldn't you think the public would want it if they knew there was something to disclose?
If there was something that was to disclose that would affect them in a positive manner. Nobody wants to find out that, well, you know, here's the aliens have been here for 10,000 years and we're all descendants therefrom. You know, what is the main inducement for disclosure? I mean, for most of us, we're just as curious as all get out. Some people don't, even in the UFO community, don't want disclosure. That would be able to sell any more books.
Okay, so you think there's a commercial reason here for some people here. Disclosure puts them out of business.
Well, there's a commercial reason, but I think more than anything else is a plethora of psychological reasons, religious reasons, financial reasons. I mean, if we can go from, the aliens, to use that term, and I don't know that they really are, can go from interstellar space and travel maybe several light years in a very short period of time without stopping at their local Exxon station, then why don't we have that same technology where we could drive all over the place and not worry about it? I mean, it would raise all kinds of problems there. So big energy, probably, until and unless they could figure out how to monopolize it. They don't want it.
Yeah. Talk about a can of worms. This is a barrel of snakes.
Yeah. Politicians, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that would look upon somebody that could travel from space and wanted to exploit it. I mean, they're as close to God as you can get. So the politicians never want to lose control. I mean, they scramble 365 days a year to become reelected. So, I mean, they're not going to give up anything.
But the big question, Ron, though, is does the government, any government, know anything that should be disclosed?
Sure. We've got several governments that have released some information, very little. Let's take the Iranian case in 1976, I believe it was. 500,000 witnesses to a UFO, if you will, battle between F-4 Phantom or first flight fighter jets and a UFO. And the UFO was able to disable a first flight fighter. That's something that isn't mentioned anymore. But that was common knowledge. It was the State Department said that was the best case they'd ever seen. Yet it doesn't go anywhere. It never got legs. So they don't really want to talk about it. And until they do, they won't. So the people don't want to know. People don't really care. They cared more about the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress than they did about anything else.
Yes, but do you think that if people knew that we're being visited by beings from another planet, highly advanced beings. They're really here. It's not just the movie Star Trek First Contact where the Vulcans are seeing the end of our civilization and we're trying to recover from some kind of cataclysm. It is this day and age. They're out there. They're here. They've been here. We wouldn't want to know about it?
Oh, I think so. Who's going to tell them how? And in such a manner as to convince them that they're telling the truth. That's a real big challenge.
Well, the big challenge is also how much information do the authorities really have?
Well, if they had everything, the stickler, as I see it, is really the abduction issue that you raised earlier. Gee, Mr. and Mrs. Public, they're here. They've come from light years across deep space, and they've been here for years, and we know all about it, but we didn't want to tell you. And by the way, you know, they might come during the night and take you and your kids and dump your kids in a swimming pool and kill them. And they, you know, they make mistakes, but don't worry. We've got your back. Well, not really, because we can't do anything about them either. So the government can't control them. The government can't even slow them down. But don't worry, the Joshua Public. Crack an by the beer and watch television. I mean, it's the abductions are a scary, frightening thing. They're an element of this entire scenario that, to me, puts a new wrinkle on it that would make it almost impossible to bring out.
That also assumes that the abductions are precisely as described, that the people are talking about being kidnapped by alien beings. But the other question we sometimes raise when we talk about abductions is the possibility that the percipient, the experiencer, is not seeing the real event, but interpreting the real event.
Yeah, and that's true. And a lot of the times the interpretation is when it's all those sunshine and unicorns. And so the interpretation that a lot of people do have is frightening when they find out what it is outside of their conscious awareness, that maybe through hypnosis. So, right. Yeah, that percipient's response isn't always a conscious response. So that's what really makes it frightening to me.
Well, and you also have people like Stephen Greer, who have been saying for years that abductions are not a real ET phenomenon, that it's actually our government doing it, and that the ETs don't do things negative to humans. Of course, sophisticated, up-to-speed listeners like we have here at the Paracast would have some exception to that particular assertion. But before we get too far adrift of something that you said prior about the 1976 Tehran encounter between, as you put it, pretty much state-of-the-art first-line jets and UFOs, we recently had John Alexander on the Paracast, and I mentioned that you had said at one point that DSP had actually seen this, and that there was eyes on this particular event from space, and he bristled at that and said, well, that's never been made public. How do you know that? And I'm just wondering, how much do we actually know about the state of our surveillance technology and how it's being applied to the UFO question? Since we're talking about the government here, I've heard in the past that many of our spy satellite systems, for instance, have an outward component to them, that they're actually looking outward as well as down. Would you care to address this? And how much can you talk about that?
Well, it's been a few years since I've been involved in that, but they have what is called an above-the-horizon viewing capability, and that was because if you're going to attempt to, let's assume for the moment that the mission is as stated, it's to detect a launch and attack against the continental United States by enemy forces, whoever they may be. So if you're going to do that, then if you restrict yourself to looking strictly at the Earth disk, then you'll miss anything that's coming over the edge, so to speak. You know, anything that's on the other side of the Earth. So we developed what is called above the horizon viewing, where we could look above the Earth disk, which puts us looking into deep space. And that was an early element of the surveillance satellite process. So we've got that capability. I can't help but think that since one of the early founders of Aerojet was Kimball, and he had a major sighting that wasn't in the back of his mind when he was trying to get everybody involved in space surveillance, but wasn't ever mentioned publicly. But it was interesting that when I started speaking, while I was still employed, I started speaking about my satellites. I wrote my book, How to Build a $125 Million UFO Detector, which was, I used actual photographs and copies of sheets of publications of the DSP, hoping to get somebody to say something, somebody official, maybe even the FBI. I was trying to elicit a response, and I never got one. We had a sighting of an object that came from deep space, crossed in front of one of our star sensors used to determine precise attitude, location. Went, made a turn, went across the field of view in a stately fashion, and proceeded to power its way out of the Earth's atmosphere back into deep space.
Let's stop it there and let's leave a cliffhanger. With Ron Reger and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have what is called the cliffhanger here. And every so often we have to do a break for some business. We're talking to Ron Reger with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Ron, you were talking about this particular case, and we kind of stopped it there dead in its tracks, but we need to move on. Let's continue with that.
Okay. very brief summary, we had an object came from deep space, crossed in front of our satellite, and then went back out into deep space, and it never, it's on a stately fashion. It slowed down and then sped up again. Space junk doesn't do that. Asteroids, meteors, shooting stars, whatever you want to call them, they don't behave that way. This one did. I talked about that. I couldn't get any response other than one time when I started talking about the stealth aircraft. I had this Defense Investigative Service Organization come in and talk to me about that. That was interesting. Your viewers will probably enjoy it. The investigating officer is Captain James Kirk. And I started laughing when he introduced himself, and he ended up showing me his driver's license, a credit card, and several other forms of ID. He said, I get this all the time. He really hated that show. but anyway, he was more concerned about the stealth fighter than anything else, and that was just, I would say, probably cross pollution. One aerospace engineer leaves a company, and there's, you know, we talk. That's what everybody in the field talks to everybody else in the field. And it was just a slip of the tongue, but that was what he was concerned about. Didn't care about flying saucers. He thought that was cool. And I never did have any official say one way or the other about my work in UFO research and with spying with PSP. Never once.
Did that embolden you to kind of divulge more and more, or did you take that as tacit approval? Or
I believe it was tacit approval, but I never crossed the line and revealed anything classified.
Right. That brings me to another question from forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners are able to ask questions of our very good guests that we get here. And this is another new poster. This is only a second post. And he saved it for you, Ron, and it's a good one. Be sure that you are aware of NASA's footage from shuttle mission STS-48 that's been all over YouTube, all over the TV, on many shows. And it shows what appears to be a UFO in space dodging a projectile fired from the Earth. He's wondering, first of all, if this footage, in your opinion, is authentic. And are you aware of the claims that this projectile was fired from Pine Gap, Australia? That's the two-parter. And then he would also like to know what's the furthest distance a UFO has been recorded approaching Earth from space, to the best of your knowledge. Good questions.
Okay, as far as Pine Gap, when I was there, there was no weapons systems there whatsoever. They may have added it later, but when I was there, there were no weapons. I can't speak for whether they added them later, whether they are there now, whether they were there and removed, I don't know. I can only speak from what I know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make anything up, but we can all speculate, and I just really don't know. As far as the sightings, where it appeared that there was, let's see, you want to know, what was the other one? Where it came from deep? How far from deep space we may have seen a UFO?
Right, and the other question would be the STS-48 footage of what appears to be a UFO dodging what appears to be some sort of projectile.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I still don't know. I know we were doing some tests on airborne lasers, and I wrote some stuff on that early on. But that was still in the proposal stage when the event happened. That was maybe 20-some-odd years ago. And so I don't believe it was one of ours. It might have come from the Soviets because they were shooting off some pretty powerful lasers in deep space. If I had to put my feet to the fire and had to guess as to what it was, I would say it was probably a Soviet test of one of their laser systems, and it was one of their targets. That would be my best guess on what happened there.
To what degree do you think the government has interfered in the UFO field, in part by maybe misdirecting us from possible test aircraft? And is it possible that maybe at least some of those abductions
were really caused by the government, with very much apologies to people like Stephen Greer, who probably do not wish to face reality.
I don't believe any of their original abductions. By that, I mean, you know, George and Melba are taken during the night. I don't believe any of those, but I'll call those original abductions, were the result of military involvement. But I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out that a week after Mary and Melba started talking about it, that they had a visit, and it may not have been within their awareness. It would surprise me if there would be possible follow-up by the U.S. military, but I don't believe the military is involved. There's no evidence to support it. There's precious little evidence to support the abduction phenomenon in the first place, but the stretch is, I remember, I can't remember the lady's name, but she was making a military abduction case, and she was describing the insignia, the shoulder patch of the military officer who was there leading the abduction, so to speak. And one of the people in the audience that was a military expert said, well, that's wrong. The patch should have this color and be shaped like this. He corrected her. And so the next time she was abducted, she reported how, as she's watching, she said she thought, George said that it's wrong that the patch should look like this. And before her eyes, it transformed into what she had been told was the correct color and placement of the symbols.
Wow.
So that sort of makes me wonder how accurate some of the people who may have claimed they were abducted by the military, how accurate some of their recollections are.
Well, we do know that the military does get involved in counterintelligence activities. You actually were involved very early on in the Benowitz case, in that you found out about Benowitz early on, and you started a correspondence with him. Why don't you give us a quick thumbnail on your involvement in the very disturbing events that precipitated his being committed to a mental hospital?
Before you do that, Ron, we have to do our break in a moment. I don't really
another
want
cliffhanger?
Another cliffhanger, because Paul Benowitz is such an involved case, it requires like a 30-second summary of what it was about, and then we get into your involvement. And to give it justice, let's really let it sit to the next segment after we take care of a few pieces of business. We have Ron Regaire, long interested in UFOs, worked with MUFON. He was an aerospace engineer, and we're talking about his involvement in the Paul Benowitz case with all the crazy ramifications. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So we've talked about Paul Benowitz in the past. We've talked about maybe William Moore getting involved in a somewhat nasty way with the Paul Benowitz case. How did you get connected with it? And maybe give our listeners the 30-second summary of what it's about first. Ron?
Okay. I began corresponding with Paul, years ago. I have I've got my folder of all the letters, and I don't remember what precipitated the whole series of correspondence. Oh yeah, wait a minute, I do too. I was doing some testing at Coyote Canyon and Kirtland Air Force Base, and Paul's was reporting strange activity at Kirtland Air Force Base, claiming it was alien or UFO activity that was going on that was causing the readings he was getting. He was claiming he was getting analog signals originating from this Coyote Canyon area. And the government was concerned that some of these signals may be compromised test results. And we were doing some very sophisticated classified tests at the canyon there. And so I was called to find out what was going on. From our standpoint, were our signals leaking such that they would be sensed by someone outside the area? So that got me intrigued because I'm quote the UFO guy. So anyway, I started looking into Paul Benowitz and what was going on with him. And it turns out that it was pretty fascinating. He was sending me some photographs, sending me letters, long, long letters. I forget the type of aircraft he had, but it was something akin to a Cessna 182. I could very well be wrong, but I don't ever remember seeing anything but the side of the prop in one of the pictures. But he would fly missions from Albuquerque up to Arboleda Mesa around Dulce and send me pictures of what he had seen, and claiming that there was a hive, I think was the term he used, of aliens up there. And so I became intrigued. I ended up, I guess it was about a two-year period. And during this time, this was the time when Bill Moore was conducting his shenanigans, and Doty was involved. And so I wasn't aware at the time of Bill Moore being directly involved. I knew he had gone to Albuquerque with the intent of visiting Paul, but as far as staying at his house and witnessing some of the events that were taking place.
Rearranging the furniture.
that does silly things, like take all the silverware out of one drawer and put it in another drawer. Put all the clothes in his closet, reverse them, sort of the shirts on the left and the pants on the right or something like that. Change his socks drawer and his underwear drawer. Change those around. Little things that would just drive a person crazy after a while. And they did.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And if I remember right, Bill Moore was witness to that with the premise and promise that, you take care of us and we'll take care of you when the time comes to reveal the big bad secrets about everything UFOs. You'll get to know because you helped us out. Well, apparently that didn't work out too well for Bill Moore or Paul Benowitz.
About the film and the CIA involvement with the special film that he had that was for, I think, a large format camera that was used on a flight up there with Colonel Edwards or Captain Edwards.
Yeah, there was. I went to Kirtland and actually went in and talked to Edwards in his office. And I asked him, I said, what's this about Benowitz? And I said, I heard that one of the claims he made was that he was on one of his missions and that there had been a UFO that had come within, that started out more than, I think it was 5 miles away, and ended up right next to the airplane, your helicopter. And he said, yeah, Edwards confirmed that. I said, was it under intelligent control, or could you tell if it was under intelligent control? He said, sure as hell hope so. He says, 1 minute it's 5 miles away, and the next minute it's right next to the skin on the helicopter. And so he laughed. And that was, and then we had to go. He was busy, but he did take the time to talk to us. So that was confirmation that he had been with Paul at one time on one flight up to the so-called alien hive at Dulce. And Paul later on, or during the course of our correspondence, sent me, I guess it was maybe 10 by 10, somewhere like that, large format enlargements. He used a Hasselblad 2.25 by 2.25 with the camera to take and view the pictures. But I couldn't see any of the features in those letters. It said, here's this one you'll see. Here's the alien transporter and the guys working on the rocket ship. And there was a crashed rocket ship and it's spreading radioactivity all over. And they'd write letters to Senator Domenici explaining how this is a threat to the health and safety of the citizens of the state of New Mexico. And on and on, and I couldn't say anything. And I eventually was able to take some of these things in and have them analyzed under, but if we had a big viewer there, we'd look at work that we'd use for looking at old photographs and where we could pick out enlargements and use for different things. So I couldn't say anything. And eventually, I got a call from Abe Valdez that he needed them for some kind of court action, and that when he finished, he would return them to me. Well, I think Abe has gone on to his great reward, and I never did get my prints back. But I had a fistful of those prints from Paul Benowitz. I'd like to have it back. thing.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Greg. He's looking through the files for them. You would think that that would be something that would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, they were large format. Like I believe they were like 10 by 10, at large format.
Yeah.
But it was those were heady times. I really felt sorry for Paul and everything that happened. It was just, to me, that's a dark spot on UFO history that we should remember and do what we can to never allow it to happen again.
Most assuredly, that was a real mess.
We've talked about it quite a bit on this show. Of course, we've had Greg Bishop on. We've had Greg Valdez on. And we have discussed this from time to time. The whole Dulce scenario is a perfect example of, I think, you know, somebody's misperceptions, growing legs, and other people glomming onto the story, and then you have this incredible pop culture sort of legend that's now accepted in many circles as fact, and just. Watching the progression of this over the years has been fascinating. And as someone that's been involved in some of the earlier underpinnings of this particular urban myth, if you will, what do you think about how this Dulce scenario has evolved and grown legs, so to speak? I mean, where do you come down with all that?
I think instead of evolved, I would use the term devolved. But that's a personal choice. I think it's typical of a lot of instances where people do not do adequate research to determine what really is at the bottom to get to the truth.
Let's go more into doing the right research here in a moment. We have Ron Regehr, longtime UFO investigator. And we're covering a lot of ground and having him answer your questions. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Ron Regere, continuing a long answer, which is basically about crossing a short bridge, I fear.
Yeah, the UFO field has got a lot of people who surface research, I guess is the best way to call it. They either don't have the time or resources, desire to go out and really determine what's going on, but they sure do like to make a voice. And I'm not going to mention any names. It's just very frustrating.
Oh, you can, Ron. That's okay. We mention names here all the time. If you won't, I will.
Okay, well, I'm thinking specifically of two incidents that I was willing to help out. I was at a crash retrieval seminar that Ryan Wood was sponsoring. A very, very nice series of seminars that we should reintroduce those. And one of the presenters was late, is quite famous in ufology, and she presented about a case of crash UFO in the state of Utah. I lived in Utah at the time. Here was this mysterious triangle that had been, the UFO was so big that the people had to bury it, and they had this big facility, and professors from miles around came to examine this thing and how there were UFO involvement, there was government involvement, this list of famous people in aerospace, military, intelligence community all stormed in this little area in remote Utah. And it's that one of her stringers, I guess you'd call them, had gone out there and examined this base, broken into some of the buildings, and determined that there was clandestine activity going on. And so I was, oh, this is my state. She's far, far away. I'll help her out because it sounds like a great case. So I drove out there and I took my wife. Well, she's my wife now. She was at the time. And we went out and stumbled upon the place. And lo and behold, the base director was there, Dan Kitchens, and he showed us all around. He said, you know, he was disgusted because this lady has a large following, and he was unable to get his work done sometimes because of the interference from looky-loos and people who wanted to come and see the aliens and the UFOs and all this other stuff. So he invited us, almost demanded that we go into every single building. We went into every building, looked into every room, every closet, there's no way, there was nothing there that we didn't have not only an opportunity, but almost a demand that we look at
it. Well, he was helping you bang on walls to find hollow spaces where the hidden doorway to the underground.
Yeah, he wanted this. He wanted this spot. He didn't want this room to persist, and we did. We went everywhere. He showed us everything, and absolute bogus. She claimed that there was a Yagi antenna that was used to, I believe, communicate with the aliens. And Stan said, "No, that was. This is before cell phones when it was put in. That was an attempt to have communications with." Outside the franchise of places where they can get Cedar City, where they can get communications, or they, if they need to call somebody on the telephone, they can hear a telephone signal. The mysterious underground facility that was, I forget what she claimed that was for, but that was the ventilator shaft. Those were where the sleeping quarters were, because it gets pretty dang hot there out in the summertime. And they didn't have air conditioning then. This was all during the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, in the 30s. And if they didn't have any air conditioning, they had this forced ventilation system. There was everything about the story was told. And so I got some aerial photos of the area and presented this all to her. And she was indignant because she went ahead and presented the same story again at the same conference. I guess pain knows no bounds sometimes. But her other case in Utah, and I sent that one out also, it was involved a young man who claims that his father was at Area 51. And then he describes it as Jackass Flats. Well, Jackass Flats is different from Area 51. I'm sure the Jackass Flats has been to Area 51. But it's 40 miles away. There's a couple of mountain ranges in between them. So we had, just all kinds of features about her, two stories about Utah that just absolutely hit wash. And I just, it's frightening to me to think that there's people of this caliber of respect that absolutely make up stories, either make them up or are so gullible that they repeat whatever they're told, no question. So, anyway, that's what I was referring to.
Well, in the UFO field, just in general, hoaxes are never resolved. We know that a case is a hoax. We prove it. Then somebody comes along and they resurrect it all over again as if the exposure didn't exist.
Yeah. There's no corporate memory, so to speak.
Yeah.
No one does research. But that's also sometimes true in the mainstream media, where something long ago shown to be a fallacy, false, is repeated. And part of it is in the mainstream media, it's about false equivalence, where you got to have both sides of the story, even if there's only one side.
Yeah. We see that almost every night on the news.
Well, who was it? Was it Hitler or Goebbels that said if you repeat a lie enough, eventually it's accepted as truth?
Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's true. It's really important that we have things like the Faircast, and that you open it up as you do to allow your listeners to ask questions in real time, to challenge things, to resurrect, if you will, some of the old stories, to some of the old cases, freshen them up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm whispering right now. Yeah, everybody remembers the late 90s when there was a big splash for a short period of time on the Raimi office photos that James Bond Johnson took in General Raimi's office.
I was just going to ask you about that. We have a question in our question bank about that. And again, it's a first time poster. It wants to know if you think the Ramey memo may be key to Roswell.
Absolutely.
Why don't you give us your some background on your involvement?
I think I want a little more answer than that, though. Yeah. What was your question? I'm sorry I overtalked you.
I was saying that perhaps you could give us a quick thumbnail overview of how you got involved in this. I think that this is some of the most important work that's been done on Roswell that you never hear about.
As I said earlier, I was part of Orange County MUFON, and a man named James Bond Johnson, who happened to be one of the people that photographed some debris in General Roger Ramey's office on July 8, 1947, that was reported to be the debris of a crashed UFO. And so he approached me, and he had seen my presentation. I forget what it was, something else. But he says, you don't make things up, do you? And I said, no. And I said, well, not what I'm talking about presentation. I tell stories to my grandkids. But anyway, we got to the discussion, and he told me who he was and that he had been contacted by George Filer. Everybody knows who George Filer is. He published Filer's Files.
Right. He's been on the show.
Yeah, good compendium of weekly UFO activity. Anyway, George had been contacted by General Ramey's widow, and she was upset because her children, General Ramey married, he was substantially older than his wife, and so when they got their offspring as a result, are substantially older, younger than kids. And so he's passed on, but his kids were concerned because their father was pronounced by some to be a liar. And nobody likes to have their dad called a liar. So George Spiler asked, checked out about that Bond Johnson was the photographer, asked Bond to look into it. Bond had essentially forgotten all about it. He was convinced sometime that it was blue debris.
Let's go into this in our next segment because we have another cliffhanger.
Okay.
All right. Ron Reguerre with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.